And good Friday morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Show lineup today looks like this. Coming up later in the program, we're going to talk with our folks from the Riley County Senior Service Center. Liz Nelson will give us an update on programs and events. We'll hear from Brandon Sokol at the Animal Shelter and then Dr. Frank Trace, K-State Director of Bands. That's all coming up here. We're going to start things off, though, first with John Job over at the K-State Riley County Extension Office. He's the 4-H agent over there. John, good morning. How are you doing?
I can't complain, and I think I heard Dave say there might be a chance for the sun to poke through here in a little bit, so that makes things even better.
Dave doesn't lie about that stuff. At least, you know, from the information that's given to me. That's important. Sometimes I do make up a few things, but they're never
good enough.
They're never just out and out lies. But thank you for your concern.
Yeah, no, the sun has just got to poke out. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of all the. I like rain. Don't get me wrong, but when it rains every day, it gets a little bit much.
Yeah, garden plants are ready to dry out a little bit. So.
Yeah. Well, looking forward to talking here with you today about what's going on over at 4-H, and I know that in the past year when we've talked 4-H, things have been a little bit more gloomy, but I think more on the up and up here as we head into the summer months, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't know the gloomy is the right word, but we are a group that definitely enjoys and loves doing things in person, and that's kind of the bread and butter of all extension programming, including 4-H. So it is awesome to think about moving into these summer months and having some opportunities to do in-person programming, including, I hope maybe in the next couple months, we can do In Focus in person in the studio.
I'm sure hoping so. And we haven't been given the all clear yet, but I think that's coming here very soon.
Somewhere around the corner. Got it. Well, so Brandon, you know, with concern to things kind of getting back to a sense of normalcy, there are some things that will be coming up in the next couple months with 4-H. One of the things that people have been asking about, and these are usually people who have maybe been out of 4-H, they were parents, is they've been asking what's going on with camp this summer. You know, I don't know about you, but I get up every morning and watch the news, and they've definitely been running stories about youth camps and what protocols and regulations will look like. So for those of you who don't know, we send groups of young students as both campers and counselors to Rock Springs, just south of Junction City every summer. So this year we are camping. It will look a little bit different than years of the past, specifically with numbers. Rock Springs is, you know, staying on the safe side. And so they have a COVID protocol that regulates our numbers to 50%. So, you know, as opposed to years past sending 450 kids to camp, we're looking at sending about half of that or a little less than half of that this summer. So kids will be able to enjoy the typical camp activities of, you know, horseback riding, swimming, campfires, all that good stuff. It'll just be lower numbers. And like I said, there will be some COVID safety protocols in place. So for those folks wondering what's going on with camp.
All right. Now, do you have to be a 4-H member to participate in these, or how's that work?
That's a great question, Brandon. So for this year, because of the paring down of numbers, yes, you had to be a enrolled 4-H-er. Years past, it was kind of come one, come all. Usually it would be a 4-H-er that would take a couple of their friends that were maybe non-4-H-ers. But with that 50% capacity number this year, we said that you have to be a 4-H-er to attend. So still be a lot of fun for them, and I'm sure many of them are ready to get out and have a good time.
Sure. What are some of the activities that take place at these camps?
Oh, boy. You know, Rock Springs is, if you've never been out there, you know, they do stuff throughout the year as far as being a venue for, you know, family reunions and educational deliveries. But when we go during the summer for camp, they would do what I would call pretty traditional camp activities. You know, as I mentioned, there's the opportunity to ride horses. They have actually a newly installed high ropes course. There's a really cool swimming complex out there. You know, in the evenings, they get to do campfire activities. throughout the day, there's opportunities to do various shooting sports, whether that's, you know, shooting rifles, BB guns, archery, shotgun. And then just within the last year, they have purchased a fleet of mountain bikes, and they kind of have a mountain biking trail system out there. In addition, they can fish, canoe. So, like I said, I consider those to be pretty kind of typical camp activities. But great spot. As an agent, I'm very blessed that I get to go out there with the kiddos each summer and participate in those activities as well.
Yeah, well, a lot of fun there. And unfortunately, when I was a kid, I never really did any of the camps. I always wanted to. I saw on, like, TV and stuff how fun that looked. And it's a great opportunity, especially these days with kids being indoors so much, to get out and enjoy themselves.
And you said it. I think that's really the blessing of a place like Rock Springs is literally to be able to disconnect and just go out for a few days and, you know, be outside and get to hang out with new friends, old friends. It's a pretty magical place.
Yeah. Well, what else do you have going on right now, John?
Yeah, so kind of in the same vein of getting things back on track, each year our Riley County 4-H ambassadors, so these are high school-age students that represent and advocate for our 4-H program here in Riley County, they host a 4-H ambassador day camp. And so we will resume our 4-H ambassador day camp this summer. How that works, it is a two-day event. So on July 6th, if you are going into second, third, or fourth grade, that is your day. They are open 8:30 to 4. Lunch is provided for all participants. And then they operate the next day, July 7th, for those going into 5th and 6th grade. Same thing, 8:30 to 4 out at Seco Park. It is only $15 per participant per day. And like I said, that gets you lunch and a full day of activities with our Riley County 4-H ambassadors. They do things like they have a little mini petting zoo. They do crafts, games, STEM activities, group builders. It's a really... I've been out there almost every year that they've had it. It is super fun and exciting. And again, it's kind of a way for not only kids to get out and do stuff, but to meet new friends. And per your question, Brandon, about do you have to be a 4-H'er with our regular camp, for the ambassador day camp is open to everybody. So if you're a listener, a parent, a grandparent, that is open to, you do not have to be a 4-H'er. You just have to fit within those age categories. So if you are interested in getting involved, you could go out on our Riley County webpage, www.riley.ksu.edu, and the registration is live out there, or you could always call the office, 785-537-6350, and just say, hey, I'm interested. How do I get involved? So, 4-H Ambassador Day Camp, great two-day opportunity to have some fun this summer.
All right. That sounds great. And, of course, summertime is usually fair time. It wasn't so much last year, but what are we looking at here as we head into almost fair time?
Yeah. So, you know, with it, extension life, you know, fair planning starts incredibly early into the winter months. And so what we have set up right now, as here we sit in moving into the latter part of May, is we will have 100% for sure a 4-H fair. And that means that projects will come into Potter Hall and they will stay and be exhibited, which is something that did not happen in 2020 with COVID restrictions. So the public can obviously come out, view all the wonderful things that the 4-H'ers have put together. There will be full-on livestock shows up north in the barns and the show arena. And I will mention that for those who, you know, can't make it out to some of those shows, or, you know, the heat gets up into the hundreds, which it definitely does during that time, we will live stream all of those livestock shows just as we did last year. That was a pretty popular offering that we had for the community. So the 4-H fair is happening. It's, you know, in the planning phases right now, but I think it's going to go off the way we want it. With concern to every other thing that takes place out at the fairgrounds, I would just say hang tight for the time being. We're still working on a lot of those logistics, you know, with concern to the carnivals and vendors and rodeo. So 4-H fair, 100% happening. We invite people to come out and, again, support our 4-H'ers and to see all the wonderful exhibits. For everything else, hold off. We'll have information that will be coming out, hopefully in the next couple weeks, as to what the entirety of the fair will look like. So we're excited to get things back on track and to ultimately to engage and showcase to the public.
Yeah. You guys are excited. I know a lot of folks will be excited to see those exhibits coming back. And I go by Seagull Park quite a bit. I think it was a week or so ago you guys had a sale out there, did you not?
That's funny because there was one thing I wanted to get off before we ended our call here, and it was about the sale. We had our Citizenship Washington Focus garage sale, which I often talk about on In Focus, maybe a little bit too much, back in April. And, you know, I just want to say thank you to anybody who's listening who supported that, whether you were a donor of items or you were a shopper of items. Those sales have become kind of infamous in our area and are actually a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but a lot of fun. 4-H'ers come out, work the sale. They get to interact with everybody from this part of the state, whether they're donating or selling. And, you know, it ultimately goes towards a good cause. All those proceeds go to our 4-H Citizenship Washington Focus program, which takes high school students to Washington, D.C. every third summer. So we will actually be taking that journey in the summer of 2022, so next year. So thank you to everybody who supported that. You know, obviously, thank you to K-Man for allowing us to have a mouthpiece on the radio and get the word out for that. So,
absolutely. Well, John, it's always a pleasure. We always love hearing about 4-H and what's going on here in Riley County. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you guys for supporting us. And again, I can't wait to see you guys in person, hopefully in the next couple months.
All right. Sounds good. Well, stay tuned. In Focus will continue after this on News Radio KMAN.